Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, let's face it. When you basically get handed a Lombardi trophy or a trophy without doing anything, people will pounce quick when it goes awry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening to the Browns right now. So who knows them better than their former coach? That would be Hugh Jackson, who always dresses very well.
Yeah, man.
He's got like that borderline little gangster, but he pulls it together well. He's a sharp dude, and he was with us here on the show. Hugh, Tiki, and Tierney, how you doing today, man?
Good. How you guys doing today?
No complaints, buddy.
Yeah,
what's happening?
We are fantastic, trying to figure out what in the heck is going on in Cleveland right now. And like the reason
we shouldn't be trying to figure that out.
It's only a couple of questions that I think you can answer. Because we don't know Freddie Kitchens. We don't know what kind of coach he is, what kind of control of the locker room he has. You hear, listen to, you know, Jarvis Landry talk about we got to start playing together as a team. Maybe that's a function of shortened preseasons and new teams put together. Like, when you look at, you know, the head coach in Cleveland, who obviously was your offensive coordinator when you were last there, who is he as a guy?
Running back.
Oh, running back coach. That's right. Yeah, running back coach. But who is he as a leader of men? Do we know?
I mean, we don't. I think, as I said a long time ago, I think we're going to find that out. I think that's what we're finding out. You know, again, I knew him as a running back coach. He did a great job for me in that capacity. Obviously, they elevated him once I left. And, you know, I would not be able to speak on exactly what he is as a, you know, leader in front of a football team or, you know, leading men when adversity's there. I just know that when he was there, he did a great job with our running backs.
Yeah, And he did do a good job with the running backs, and then he did a good job with Baker Mayfield. But I wonder, Hugh, and you've been in many different capacities as a coordinator, as a head coach. He also is trying to be a play caller and a head coach at the same time, which we know often doesn't work well. What are the challenges to doing that, especially as a former running back coach / interim, you know, head coach / offensive coordinator? Like, how hard is that? Because it feels like he might be struggling with it a little bit.
It's hard. You know, I'd be the first to tell you that it's hard because there's so many hats you wear as a head coach. Number one, dealing with the media, and then dealing with your team, and then dealing with just the everyday issues that could come up. Making sure you're on top of the staff, making sure you're in the defensive meetings as well as special teams. So there's a lot of things that you have to do, and you have to organize your time the right way to make sure you're able to tackle all those. But, again, it's a tough job. A lot of people can't do it. A lot of people want to do it. And then I think after you start into it, you go, whoa, you know, maybe I need some help here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's Hugh Jackson. He's been around the game a long time. Former NFL head coach, Raiders, obviously the Browns as well. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, and generally viewed by most as a very innovative offensive mind, sharp guy. Players like him. Let me get a little more directly to Baker here. Hugh, I've always believed in his accuracy until this year, but I do believe that that's certainly correctable. I believe it's a byproduct of flawed mechanics and not something inherent. He could throw the football straight. We all know that. I believe it is moxie because it got him here because he's small.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is ability to lead men, and I still believe in that. What I don't like is a quarterback getting up to a podium and saying, the refs stink. Hugh, I think that is a horrendous look for a quarterback. What do you think? I really do.
I think anything that deals not with the game should not be dealt with. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's for coaches and everybody else. But I think sometimes in the heat of moment, you know, people will make statements that when they look back at them, they wish they could take back. Everything you said about Baker, I still believe. I still think the guy is a tremendous player. Sometimes you can just get off a little bit. And I would say go back to your fundamentals. Go back to the things that the real true and tried and grit things that got you to where you are, and you'll get this thing turned back around really quickly.
You know, Hugh, and I'm not stating this. I'm truly asking this, and I want to be, again, we've had him on the show. We met him. I like him. Mm-hmm. Met him twice. I like him. And, you know, he's not going to run. He's not going to run by everybody. He's not going to jump out of a gym, if you were to use a basketball analogy. He doesn't have the he's not Dan Marino. He doesn't have a rocket. But he got to this reason because he has intense belief in his talent, and he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's a fighter, all right? We all know that. But is it possible that Baker's just kind of reading the headlines or at least the preseason hype and kind of started believing it a little bit and changed how he goes about his business?
I hope not. You know, I have not been around him, so it would be hard for me to validate that one way or the other.
Yeah.
You know, I think what's important is, you know, obviously he's played 5 games, and it hasn't happened for him the way – 6 games, I should say, and it hasn't happened for him the way he's wanted it to. Just knowing him a little bit, he'll go back and really dig into what the issues are, you know, and I'm sure their staff will too. And they'll formulate a plan, hopefully over the bye, to correct it. The hard part, and I think we all know this, people say bye, you get a lot of time to do a lot of different things. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, because normally you're trying to get the players out of there to give them, you know, some rest, you know, because there's a long stretch of games coming up. So it's going to take him being just really disciplined to go and fix whatever it is that is stopping him from being the Baker that we've all seen and known.
Gotcha. It's Hugh Jackson, former NFL head coach. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Hugh, when my bye week came, I wasn't hanging around getting some extra work at the facility. I was like, wait, where can I go?
What island do you go to?
Virginia? No, I never went to the island. But can I get to Virginia and be back in a couple days? You know,
right.
let's jump to a couple other teams, Hugh, and you can give us some insight on, I think, the decision-making that is going to go into some quarterback decisions down the line this season. So, we know Drew Brees is banged up, but Teddy Bridgewater is undefeated in his stead. We know that you know, down in Carolina, Cam Newton is hurt, but Kyle Allen has actually won. He's won 4 games in a row. When that happens, like a star, or at least your star at QB, goes down and the guy behind him plays better, that's not an easy proposition. How do you make that work where everybody's happy and you don't create a divided locker room, which is otherwise known as a quarterback controversy?
Absolutely. I think that takes some skill from the head coach. I mean, in both organizations you just mentioned have really fine head coaches who've been very upfront and honest with their teams. And you said it. Look at these two backup quarterbacks that are undefeated in the system, and they are winning. You know, I think it's a little different. One guy, you know, Drew Brees, I think they were winning, you know, when he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so Teddy's come in, and he's kept it going. And I'm sure when Drew comes back, he'll walk back in there and even take it to another level. And I think when people think of Cam, the team wasn't winning.
Yep.
You know, and that's now there's a huge flip. And so now they're winning and McCaffrey's going off. But at the same time, when Cam is healthy, you know, he is the best quarterback on their football team. So let's get him healthy first and let's see where he is and make sure that he's still the same Cam Newton he's always been. And if he is, I'm sure that those head coaches have made really good overtures to their team that when this guy comes back, he's going to be ready to play.
Yeah, you never lose your job to injury. Just ask Alex Smith that when Colin Kaepernick took over. Could you see a situation, though, where Ron Rivera says, Cam, you know, look, you took us to the Super Bowl, you were an MVP, but we're going to ride with the hot hand. Can you see that happening?
Well, I mean, I hope it doesn't, but you know, you just never know
what
the thought process is of the organization, you know, where are they in the situation with the player and how they see it moving forward. And I think that's the most important part. But, I mean, you're talking about two very, very good players at the position. I'm talking about Cam and Drew. And when those guys walk back, if they're healthy, you've got to put them back in there just because I think the team knows what those two guys both bring to the table.
Hugh, I'm going to give you hopefully you'll play along and answer this. I think you will. I don't think you really duck anything. I'm going to put you fully in charge, man. And I'm going to say Hugh Jackson is coaching, and Hugh's also got full juice in terms of the personnel, right?
Come on, baby. I like that.
I know you do. I know you do. So I'm going to give you the option. I'm going to give you 3 quarterbacks here. Different skill sets, different personalities. One is Kyler Murray. One is Dak Prescott. And one is Sam Darnold. Who would you choose to quarterback your team of those 3?
Give me Kyler Murray.
Really? No hesitation.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Why is this, coach?
He has an uncanny skill set as a passer. He has all the arm talent that you need. And there's not another quarterback in the National Football League that can run like him.
Hmm. You're not worried about the size at all.
Yeah, well, not at all. I'm not. Well, he's a real compact guy.
He is. I mean,
he looks like Russell Wilson a little bit to me from the waist down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, we don't worry about Russell, and we saw what Russell has done and what he has been doing.
Yeah.
And this guy is different. He really is. He has a talented arm. I think he's smart, and I think he's a tremendous player.
Yeah. Do you think this style of offense that Cliff Kingsbury is trying to institute into the league? I know it's just a little bit of it. It's not all, you know, air raid that we talk about in college. Is it going to keep catching on?
Well, you know, they scored a lot of points yesterday.
I know.
You know, again, I know Atlanta's not playing as well as they played on defense, but, I mean, I am not a proponent of open-edge tackles on both sides.
Yeah.
I just know the defensive ends are too good in this league.
Yeah.
And I do see him mixing it up, though, and doing different things. You know, probably some things that some of the NFL coaches on his staff have brought to him and say, you got to do this to keep the other teams off balance. And so if he can learn to mix what he knows and what he does with the National Football League game, you're going to see an offense that has a chance.
Yeah, only Kurt Warner could get away with that open end because they got rid of their ability to read hots was unreal.
Yes.
That's why you couldn't stop them. Come on, blitz us. The ball's going to be out before you get here.
I knew where you guys were going with the question because, trust me, Sam Darnold, what he did and who he is, he's a tremendous player, and he can throw it, and he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Man, that ability to run as a quarterback in the National Football League, I mean, long as you don't get hit. And I see these guys starting to get down. You look at Lamar Jackson, he's getting on the ground.
Baseball players.
Kyler Murray, they're getting on the ground.
You know,
that's just they're understanding if you stay up and try to take on these guys, you won't last long.
And nobody gets down quicker than Russell Wilson, the baseball. He is just he's a ninja, man. He never gets touched. It's amazing.
Yes.
Hugh Jackson is with us. Good conversation. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. Let's bring it back to your former division, one of them anyway. Back to the AFC North. And I know to you, I get it. There's a million variables. Who's hurt? When does the bye week creep in? A bad call? You either benefit or you get hosed. I get that. But in totality, I firmly believe, and I have great respect for the Ravens organization. How could you not? I believe on paper, top to bottom, that the Browns roster is definitively better than the Ravens. Number one, do you share in that sentiment? But let's start there. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
John Harbaugh has come out and said that.
Okay. So that being said, we all agree that they should win this division. And right now they're really colossally underachieving.
I hear what you're saying.
I know you hear me, but are you co-signing it?
Well, I mean, I know when you have a roster that is well-stocked as theirs is, you know, you expect more, you know, and for whatever the reasons are, it's not happening yet. You know, again, there's a lot of games to play, and you said, you know, what is the bye? When does it come? To me, also, who are you playing after the bye? I mean, they have a tough game after the bye. I'm talking about the Browns.
Yeah,
you know, they have to go to Boston and play the Patriots. So, I mean, that could be, you know, something that's a positive, but it can also be a negative right away. So it's going to be interesting how they come out of the bye and how that game is played in Boston.
Yeah, we only have 30 seconds, but I really want to, and I didn't even know that I was going to ask you this, but it popped into my head, and I think it's pretty interesting. And I'm not trying to put you in a corner, hey, let's get a great soundbite from Hugh Jackson because he just disparaged the Browns. I am genuinely curious how you will answer this. Because human nature kicks in, and they fired you. Are you rooting for them? Do you want them to do well?
I do, because there's a lot of players there that I have personal relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted – my whole goal going to Cleveland was to turn the organization around and get it to winning. And I hope that happens for them, because I think their fans deserve that.
Yeah. Good stuff.
But at the same time, you know, I get it. And I do. I really feel bad for – where they are right now, because I'm sure this is not the start that they wanted, and this is not exactly where they thought they would be.
That's a sincere answer. Hugh, good chat, man. Really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, buddy.
It's always a pleasure, Coach.
All righty. Thank you.
Be good.
It is. Hugh Jackson. A little late. I was good.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.